Assalamualaikum, sweetest friends. Today's shir should be a schus for Esti Sarabas Ariella, Yisrael Chaim ben Chana Rachel, Yisachar Yehuda ben Rav Avram Yosef, and Amos ben Shoshana Reisel, that they should all be zocha to Zara Shel Kayama. And it should be Leili Nishmas Aaron ben Yaakov Shachna, and Lipin Usher ben Brindle. It's well known that a woman who goes to mikveh must first clip her nails. That's the halacha. What's the din if a woman didn't do so and her tefillah night is Friday night? So we know that you're not allowed to cut nails on Shabbos. So what is she supposed to do? Should she go to mikveh without cutting her nails? Should she not go to mikveh? Or maybe she should have a non-Jewish woman cut her nails for her. So this question is discussed in many different sources, as we're going to see, and we're going to base our discussion on the Sefer Yabia Omer on page Kuf, Samach Dalet. Rav Avadi Yosef, and this is in Chelek Yud, has a long kuntras of Hearos on the Sefer of the Ben Ish Chai. So this is taken from that kuntras. The minag is, according to the Ben Ish Chai in Baghdad, that what we tell the woman to do is to go up to a goya and ask the goya to cut her nails for her. And this is like the Magen Avraham in Simon Shin Mem Siv Katan Aleph, who agrees with the Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef, and Yoredei and Simon Kuf Tzadi Ches, that cutting nails is not an Isser D'oraisa, because it's only Derabbanan, because it's a Malacha Shein at Tzricha L'Gufa. If you would need the nails, then it would be an Isser D'oraisa. But you're not interested in the nails. You're interested in the hands without the nails. You want to get rid of the nails. You'd rather the nails not be there. So that's considered a Malacha Shein at Tzricha L'Gufa. Speaking of nails, I can't help be reminded of the an outfielder for the Mets back when I was a fan. Okay, but that's a different type of nails. In any event, sweetest friends, the Shach says in Nekudas HaKesef that Gezizas Tzipor Naim is a Malacha Shein at Tzricha L'Gufa. And if that's the case, then telling a goy to cut your nails for you on Shabbos would be, if you're a woman going to mikveh, would be a Shavus D'Shavus B'Makoy Mitzvah. What's a Shavuz D'Shavuz? A Shavuz D'Shavuz is called, it's a double Dirabbanan. Why is it a double Dirabbanan? Because Amira La'akum is Dirabbanan. Cutting the nails is a Malacha Shein at Tzricha L'Gufa is Dirabbanan. So the Amira La'akum and the cutting of the nails is a double Dirabbanan, Shavuz D'Shavuz. And it's B'makom Mitzvah in order to enable a proper tefillah. And the person whose nails are being cut isn't doing anything because Misayei Ein Bo Mamish. And we hold that Shavuz to Shavuz B'Makom Mitzvah is fine. And this is not like the Taz, Adoni Avi Zikni. Yep, I happen to be descended from the Taz. It's not like the Taz who assers and says that a goya can't cut the woman's nails. Why? Because if she helps, she's Misayeya, the non-Jewish woman, when she cuts her nails, that's a Siyua Sheyesh Bo Mamish. That is a significant helping, and therefore it's Aser, because of what the Israelis is doing. She's giving a siyua. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Makkos. It says in the Gemara that we know that you're not allowed to round the hair of your head, cut off your payas. So if somebody is makif, somebody else, he gets Malkus. The Gemara says that even the nikaf is loka. Even the one whose hair was rounded was loka, because he's misayeya b'hakafaso. He helps out in the hakafa, as Rashi explains. Shemaz min hasayrus l'makif. He prepares the hairs for the makif. So he's misayeya. He angles his head this way, he angles his head that way. So not only is the makif loka, the nikaf is also loka, also gets malchus. So in the mail you see that Misayeya Yesh Bamamish, and so too, when you help the Nachris, cutting the nails, that's a Siyua Sheyesh Bamamish, and that would be Asur, and one wouldn't be allowed to do that on Shabbos. So that's the Taz. However, the Shach rejected this raya, and he says there is different, because there shtait and pusik lo sakifu. It says lashon rabim, don't round lo sakifu, talking to more than one person, and that's including, we learn, the makif and the nikaf, the one doing it and the one to whom it is being done. So there you have a bazundur limud, you have a special limud from the pasuk that it's echad makif ve'echad nikaf, and therefore we get the nikaf also, who's misayaya. But normally we paskin like the Gemara in Shabbos and Tzadikim Lamed Aleph, misayaya ein bo mamish, and we really have an earlier source for the shach in the Ritva in Makas and Tafchav. He says dafkan the din of nikaf where it says lo sakifu. We say that they're both getting malchus. Why? Because let's say he wouldn't help him, they would still both get malchus, because the pasuk says lo sakifu echad makif echad nikaf. They would, excuse me, they'd still both be over an Isser Doraisa. The Isser Doraisa is both going to be on the Makif and the Nikaf. They're both being over an Isser, because it says Lo Sakifu. And that's Lashon Rav, including both of them, both the Makif and the Nikaf. So the whole, once you already have that they're being over an Isser Doraisa, you can say then that if there's Siyua, the Siyua is going to bring the Malkus along. In other words, the Siyua is not going to create an Isser in the first place. So if you're talking about Gezizah Sipor 9 where there's no Isser in the first place, so Beseder, so that Siyu is not significant. But if you're talking about where there is an already pre-existing Isser Doraisa of Lo Sakifu Echad HaMakif Echad HaNikaf, if there's also Siyu, there's also going to be Malkus Mitzad HaNikaf, because he was Misayeah. V'lo Ba'in and Zak the Ritva Siyua El Kadei Lukos. The Siyu is only for the Malkus, because that makes it a Lav Shiyesh Bo Maisa. That's the only thing that gives the lav. The lav has to be a ma'isa in order to get malchus. So, but normally, says the Ritva, Miseya ain't bo mamish. Miseya is not significant. Miseya is only significant if there's already a pre-existing iser. And then in the nikaf, if he helps, then he also gets malchus if he helps. But if it, we're talking about Gezizah Tzipor 9 where there's no pre-existing iser, mimela the siyua ain't bo mamish. Now there's a famous sheet of the Rivash. Sweetest friends, you have to take this Rivash with you because it's a Bakanta Rivash. You have to know it for life. In Simon Shin Sadi Dalit, he says that when you're gozes, when you shear, even if you don't need the hair that you're shearing, or you don't need the wool that you're shearing from the sheep, it's still considered a malacha shetzricha legufa. So we said before, like the sheet though, that it's a malacha shein etzricha legufa if you don't need what you're cutting off. But the Rivash says that even if you don't need what you're cutting off, it's still a malacha etzricha legufa. Why? Because how do they do gziza and the mishkan? So we said before, listen, it's malacha shein etzricha legufa because you're not really interested in this malacha. You're interested in it, you would rather not be there in the first place, like the Rishonim explain. So if you'd rather not be there in the first place, just getting rid of it isn't considered a malacha. More of like a negative act. It's more destructive. It's not constructive. You want to just get rid of it. But the Rivash says, look at how they did Gezizah in the Mishkan. So for example, the nails. You just want to get rid of the nails. But the Rivash says, when you did Gezizah in the Mishkan, it wasn't for the tzemer. It was for the ore. It was for the leathers. They needed oros elim, me'odamim, ve'aros tchashim, I guess vatzei shitim. So they needed the oros. So in order to have smooth oros, they had to pluck the hairs. So that, the gozes in the Mishkan was not needed for the hair, and yet it was still done in the Mishkan. And that's our archetype for a malacha. And therefore, Zak the Rivash, if somebody cuts his hair, or his tzipornayim, he's chayev, even though he doesn't need the hair or the nails. He's just doing it to beautify himself. And so holds the Rach, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Ramban, the Smag, the Rosh, as the Mishneh Berurah discusses at length at the beginning of Siman Reish Samech. At the beginning of Siman Shin Mem, you'll excuse me, sweetest friends, the Bir Halacha discusses it. So even according to so that's the sheet of the Rivash and others, that when you cut hair or nails and you don't want the actual hair or nails, you're still over an Isser Doraisa. It's still called Tzricha Legufa. Because in the Mishkan, you didn't want the hair, you wanted the oros. But in our case, the woman isn't cutting her nails to beautify herself. She's doing it for the sake of tefillah, then it shouldn't be a chatzitza. So if you're doing it to beautify yourself, like for example, they wanted to smooth out the leather, so that's a malacha hatzricha legufa. But if you're doing it like this woman, not to beautify herself, not so that afterwards she should have nice smooth nails, but letzorech tefillah, so that already can't be compared to what was in the Mishkan. She's not doing it for her nails per se. She's doing it for a completely different reason. She's doing it so she can have a kasher tefillah. She just wants to get rid of it to have a kasher tefillah. So that's already not a melacha tzricha legufa. If it was lehisyapos, so she should have nice smooth nails, good, that's like the nice smooth hair. It would be according to the Rivasha melacha tzricha legufa. But here she's just doing it to get rid of the chatzitza. That is again considered a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. And therefore it's considered a shavus, it's a dirabbanan. And then let's bring a goy into the picture. Hi goy, come on in, come smile. Okay, so now, I said bring him into the picture, get it? So now you have the cutting, which is a dirabbanan. You have the goy telling a goy, which is a dirabbanan. You have a double dirabbanan, doubled them up. 6-4-3 double play. I watched too much baseball as a child. So you have a shvus to shvus, and like the Bir Halacha there said. And again, it's b'makom mitzvah, and therefore it's a b'seder. And there's a sefer Shalos and Tshuva Zera Emes, who also says we can be somech on the shachal and nekudas hakesef of the Magen Avram, that says she's allowed to cut her nails in Leil Shabbos through a goya. And other Maharam Makomos here, he quotes, you can look up a tshuva in the Maharam Shik in Orech Chaim Simen Ches, which was written by Rav Moshe Shik, who was one of the Talmidim of the Chasim Sofer, one of the Gedolei Hador. His name is Shik, because Shik is today, there's still Shiks walking around. So if you ever meet a Shik, you know that he's descended from the Maharam Shik. Shik is Rosh Teva's Shem Yisrael Kodesh. They didn't want to have Goyisha name when they made them have last names. He didn't want a Goyisha last name. So he made it because Jews used to not have last names. Except a few exceptions. For example, Moshe had a last name. His last name was Rabbeinu. And Avram had a last name. His last name was Avinu. But generally, Jews didn't have last names. So when he was forced to take a last name, he said, Shik Shem Yisrael Kodesh. So you have, and also in the Shu'at Torah Rafael, Simon Mem Dalet, which is Rafael Shapiro, one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin, if I'm not mistaken. So you have some nice Ashkenazi poskim to be somechan. Hechel meha shach vehamagin Avram vekaleb maharam shik v'taras rafa. So Rabbi Elisha Dangor was the of Beis Din in Baghdad. He has a sefer called Gedulos Elisha. So he and Simon Shin Mem brings the machlokas achronim, whether you're allowed to ask a goya to cut the nails. And he says that I asked my Rebbe, Hagoyin Rebbe Abdallah Somech. Abdallah is like an Arab name. Abdullah. But the Jews also had that name, just like today. You have a Jew named Bernard or Henry. So that's an old name that people are Max. Today Max is becoming a much more popular name. In my day, people weren't naming Max. If you met a Max, he was at least 70. Today, you have little kids being named Max. I think it's adorable. I think it's an adorable name. In any event, Rabbi Abdallah, so back then, they also give, that was his name. He was a tzaddik. He was a gaon, but his name was Rabbi Abdallah Somech. So he said, I asked my Rebbe, and he told me that the minhag is to be matir for a goyisha woman to cut the nails of a Jewish woman with a kli for the sake of tefillah. And that's like what the Ben Ish Chai says also. But he adds that you should teach the Goya that she should not ask the Jewish woman to extend her fingers and her hand. Rather, the Goyisha woman should do it all herself, meaning there should be no misayeya mitzad, the Jewish woman, the Yiddish afroy. Why? Because mihi yos tov. To be yotze a little bit the Taz. The Taz says that you shouldn't help the Goya in the cutting of the nails. But me'ikar adin, the halacha is, like roiv achroinim, that in all esurim we hold, misayay ein bo mamish, chutz me'akafes harosh. And in addition, the great Rav Shlomo Gansfried, in his Sefer Lechem B'Simla, Well, he also wrote, he's more famous for his Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So he also is Mekel, that one can ask a Goya. And if there's no Goya, if there's no Nachris, then we can be Someich on what the Taz says, that very carefully she should try to remove the dirt from under her nails, that there shouldn't be any Chatzitza. Because we Paskin, like Rov Poskim, that the nails themselves are not a Chatzitza. If the nails themselves are a Chatzitza, it's not going to help. But if the nails themselves are not a Chatzitza, then just get rid of the dirt under the nails. However, we should not push off the tefillah. So either ask a goy to do it, or make sure under the nails are very clean, but don't push off the tefillah. Why? Because there's going to be a very bad result of this. And that is chas v'shalom, if a man is waiting to be with his wife, and he's unable to do so, that might bring him to carry. He might have a seminal emission. And we don't want that to happen, sweetest friends. We in Judaism are very strong believers in emitting semen only in the course of actual relations between a husband and wife, and not at any other time. So if the husband is all ready and waiting and excited, and then it's not going to happen, then chas v'shalom, chalila v'chas, lo yala v'lo yavo, that there could be hotzas kari, and there can also be machlokas. You know, maybe the woman wants to be with the husband, and then the husband says, sorry, Charlie. Or maybe, sorry, well, it used to be a show, Charlie's Angels. So sorry, Angel. He's Charlie. She says, sorry, Angel, and I can't. And she says, actually, Angel today is a Hispanic name. It's interesting, sweetest friends, that we keep talking tonight about names. So she might get upset at him. He might get upset at her. What do you? Why didn't you? How did you forget to cut your nails? It'll bring to machlokas. So mimela, she should clean out under her nails and go to mikvah. And this is not like the great Gaon, Reb Shlomo Kluger writes in his Sefer Shiarei Tara, that they should be doche the tevila for a different day, for a rainy day. He says, no siri. No siri, we shouldn't do that. Says Rav Avadi Yosef, we have a lot of poskim to say to do it now. And we even have a Rishon. You have a Meiri in Meseches Nida, who says that if her tefillah falls out on Lil Shabbos, and she forgets to cut her nails, she should just clean it and that's enough. And so writes the Sefer Hasidim. And if you look, and there are many different hotzas of the Sefer Hasidim, that in itself is a big story, all the different editions of the Sefer Hasidim. But if you look in the Hotza of Mekitza Nir Damim, it's on page Ayin Resh Beis. Now let's say a woman forgot to wash and comb her hair on Erev Shabbos. So it would seem that it's mutter for her to tell a goya to wash and comb her hair on Friday night with Tzorech HaTevila. And even though Rashi says in Shabbos and Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis that combing is a psik reisha, because it's automatically going to happen, it's inevitable that some hair is going to be pulled out. And so writes the Magen Avraham at the end of Siman Shin Gimel. So therefore it's an Isser Doraisa. However, not so pashit, because Legabe Akum, there is no Isser. When you're talking about Goyim, we don't worry about psik reisha, even b'doraisa. Like it says in the Magen Avraham, Siman Reish Ayin Zayin Tziv Kot Zayin, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and Siman Reish Nates Tziv Zayin, that if you have an oven that has burning coals, a Jew is not allowed to open it up on Shabbos because the wind is going to come in and it's going to be mavir. It's going to cause a greater fire in the coals, and that's going to be a psik reisha. So you're not allowed to do it. The yid, if you're listening to this, I'm assuming you're a yid. If you're a goy and you chap what I'm saying, I'd like you to email me and tell me. That would be very interesting. It says that if a goy learns Torah, he can be mamish greater than the Kohen Gadol. But then again, it says that about Sheva Mitzvahs Didei. But unless somebody's studying to be a ger, maybe there's a ger and he wants to learn Hilchas Nida. You know, he's getting married and he wants to know. It's Adarabba Vadarabba, but I don't know if they're, maybe, you never know. In this world today, sweetest friends, you never know. So, Kitzer says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that it's a psik reisha to open up the oven and then have the wind blow and expand the fire. However, al yidei akum it's mutter. Why? Because if it's a psik reisha, there's no isra amira la'akum. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes it elsewhere as well, that even talking about an isra d'oraisa, but if it's only a psik reisha, if it's not directly an isra d'oraisa, it's mutter al yidei akum. And so writes the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Lamed Zayin Sif Katan Yud, based on what the Ramah says, that it's mutter to tell a goy to sweep the house on Shabbos. And he writes that even if the house doesn't have tiled floors, it's a psik reisha, because when you have a dirt floor, I know that when I was young, I was so poor. Boy, were we poor. We lived on dirt floors. So if you don't know me, then you think, oh, wow, he really lived that way? But, of course, that's one of my favorite jokes, that when I was young, I was so poor. But the truth is, when I was young, I wasn't so poor, and no, we didn't have dirt floors. Although sometimes we did have dirt on our floor, but then the maid came and vacuumed. So we're talking about people who mamish lived in dirt floors, like the Chafetz Chaim lived, right? One time his wife brought in tiles, and he says, get this out of my, get out of here. He wouldn't hear of it. He's just passing through, remember? So it's psik reisha if you do hashvayas hagumos, right? If you sweep a floor on Shabbos, it's automatically going to happen that you're gonna even out the holes, and it's going to be binyan in the house. So nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter to have a goy sweep, because his intention isn't to even out the holes. His intention is to sweep up what shouldn't be there. So it's psik reisha, it's automatically going to happen. With a goy, we're not concerned with psik reishas. And so writes Rav Yaakov Breisch, the great Rav from Switzerland, in Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, Chelek Gimel. You can get, just the other day I saw that they have online, they have on HebrewBooks.org, they have the Sfarim of the Chelkas Yankov, which they reprinted now beautifully. I used to use the old edition. It's an old book that's already 60 years old, however old. But now they have a new edition, so a nice print. So you can look up the Chelkas Yankov and the Shevet HaLevi and Rav Vosner and the big Posek in Bnei Brak Shlita and Chelek Zayin Simen Lamates. They both hold that Psik Reisha with a Goy is Mutter, even Bidor Reisa. So Memela, if a woman didn't do Chafifa, and before Shabbos, and being Sorek Rosha, a woman didn't take care of her hair before Shabbos, so she can have the Goya do the work for her. And when she combs her hair, there's going to be hair falling out. It doesn't matter, because it's Psik Reisha with a Mira Lakum is Mutter. The question is, what's the Svar? Svar we haven't gotten to. But anyway, we should be Zocha. I'll let you think of the Svar. You can tell me, and next time we meet, and hopefully I'll be able to tell you. But anyway, that's the way many Poskim Paskin. However, not everybody agrees with that, because in the Brezhener, the Maharsham, is the grandfather of Rav Shalom Shadron, in his Sefer Das Torah and Orach Chaim, Simon Shin Mem, he writes in the name of Agon Milisa, in a tshuva written from Ksav Yad, that he had a manuscript that said that if a woman forgets to comb her hair on Erev Shabbos, she's not allowed to tell a goya to do it, because there's an Isser Torah involved. It's Psik Reisha. And so writes Agon Reb Shlomo Kluger, the great Rav from Brod. He says that in the Sefer Shiarei Tara, that it's Pashat, that you're not allowed to tell a goy to wash your hair or to comb it for tefillah. So those we have two Achronim who say it's Aser. However, we saw earlier that there are many Achronim who say that there is no Psik Reisha when dealing with an Akum. And the Maharsham already noted that. The Maharsham was that they say that by the time he was 14, he'd gone through Shas 1,000 times. I have a hard time believing that. But, or maybe in his lifetime he went through Shas 1,000 times. Maybe the first time he was 14. Either way you look at it, he definitely was holding. Yes, about me and you, they don't tell that story about knowing Shas 1,000 times, although maybe they do it about you, but certainly not about me. The Maharsham didn't know that there are people who say that. But at the end of the day, we don't hold like this Maharsham, that who halach lamaisa asers doing srik and chafifa with a goy. We don't pass him like this with Shlomo Kluger. We have a lot of achronim who are meiko. And we also have the Maharam Shik in Orach Chaim and Simen Ches. We mentioned that Maharam Shik earlier. And not only that, but if you follow the Igle Tal, the Heilige Nigle Tal and Malachas Gozes and Os Yudalad and Tesvav, he says that combing your hair is Bechal Loin Isser Darabonim. Till now, we've been understanding that it's an Isser Daraisa. So we said, but it doesn't matter, because Psik Reisha with a guy, you're allowed to do an Isser Daraisa. If he holds an Isser Darabonim, it's Nach Besser. So then it's a double Darabonim, it's a Tzarech Mitzvah, it's Gevaldik. We don't even need to say that. Even if we say that it's Daraisa, it doesn't bother us, because it's a Psik Reisha. As long as the guy's intention isn't to pull out the hair, the guy's intention is to comb the hair. And we don't worry about about his kavana. And we don't worry about the fact that automatically it's going to happen. As long as that's not the malacha here, it's not a malacha. Combing hair isn't a malacha. Combing hair is fine. Just automatically a malacha is going to result from that. That doesn't bother us if a guy is doing it. And memela, you're allowed to tell the guy to do it for you if it's psik reisha. So that's what the woman should do. Tell the guy to do to comb her hair for her and wash her hair, and then memela she can go to mikvah and she can be with her husband and they can mirtz Hashem be zocha lezara chaya v'kayama zara dilo yifsoch v'dilo yiftol mipizgame araisa, and we should all be zocha to such beautiful holy children, zara berech Hashem, zara she oavim es habrios ואם אהובים על הבריאות, עוסקים בתורה ובמצוות, וקדשי שם שמיים ברבים, מסבירים פנים לכל אדם, מחייכים, smiling, happy, beautiful, sweet, pure, angelic children, and in that zchus will be zocha בקרוב ממש, בזכוס הבל פיהם של תינוקו של בית רבם, and the zchus of the learning Torah of children, Mashiach will come, במהרה ויאמנו, אמן ואמן. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.